Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Time, Bob, for another late movie review.
I love this.
Films that I should have seen, haven't watched, and then have to take time out of my week to do.
I like it as well when it's a film that I haven't seen either, which would be this week we're talking about The Wog Boy, the Nick Giannopoulos comedy vehicle. It's really the only things he's done. The Wog Boy and the sitcom Acropolis Now.
Yeah.
He's figured out his niche, his lane in comedy, and he's stuck with it, but I've never engaged with it.
If it works, I guess don't fight it. Just for a general premise, because it's not really covered in my review, basically a first-generation Greek-Australian living here is purely on the dole. This gets found out by a corporation, a minister, and they're basically trying to use him as their poster boy for the unemployed, pretty much.
Interesting.
It's a very, like, very strange. There's a lot to dissect. I think we just get into it. Are you ready?
I cannot wait to find out what this movie is.
Wog Boy is the film of choice today. Apologies in advance if you hear my dog, Eddie. Right on cue, right there. Things I know about this film so far. That's about it. I think it's Australian. Is Russell Brand in this, or have I made that up? I guess we're going to find out. Let's hit play and go. First update, it's called The Wog Boy. Straight away, they've made the joke that the grandfather of the main character was looking for the land of the free, presumably America, instead ended up in Australia. I would argue he's better off now. So it seems starring this movie pays off. This guy was in The Celebrity Apprentice. One of the characters is from Heartbreak High, so that's a win for me. Darren Hinch is in this. Surely PD isn't going to find love. That's not what this is about, right? This isn't a love story. Honestly, this film is quite inappropriate. A bit racist, a bit sexist. All of the ists to some level. I don't actually think I've laughed once either. Well, this just took one giant, not children-friendly at all turn. I can't even tell you what part of the movie I'm talking about. I think if you know, you know. The joke about him looking like Zorba Dundee, that made me laugh. I'll give them that.
That's pretty good.
Okay, so Wog Boy is over. I feel like I'm glad I've watched it. I think Bob can probably clear this up to start off with. Why did I think Russell Brand was in this? Moving on, it had its funny parts, great casting, all that jazz. I think I know what my problem is with these films. This film, Kenny was the same. I don't like films where it's like average guy going about his every day and then things go slightly off center and then it all works out in the end. I either want like a dramatic plot or nothing. It's just too tongue-in-cheek, too far from reality, but not so far. I don't know. It's easy watching though, so I'll give it points for that. I'm going to say 3.5 chickens out of 5.
3.5's pretty good. I definitely have noticed that you do like a plot, even things like Spinal Tap a few weeks ago. Mostly comedies where they are just a little bit too easygoing for you.
Yeah, I think I would prefer something really tense and dramatic and then with comedy aspects in it to kind of break it rather than a film that's like, oh, sit down, you're going to watch this and it's going to be funny.
Yeah, right. I don't have any answers for Russell Brand just looking through his IMDb filmography.
I think I do.
Yeah.
I think I've worked it out since I watched it yesterday. Get him to the Greek.
Because he has a...
Russell Brand was in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm getting
that's as much as it is. One more question for you on The Wog Boy, then I think we can put it behind us forever.
Yeah.
Will you be going to the Chaffey Theatre this year to see Wog Boys Forever?
I don't think I will. No. I don't think I care that much.
Not the third one?
I feel like I'd have to watch the second for it to make sense, which I really don't want to have to do.
No, not watching Kings of Mykonos?
Nah, not for me.